November 30, 1916. The benefits of repairing for others. I was very afflicted because of the privation of my adorable Jesus, and I cried bitterly. And as I was doing the hours of the Passion, a thought tormented me, saying to me, "Look at what good your reparations for others have done to you, they have caused you to let Jesus escape you," and much more nonsense. But blessed Jesus, moved to compassion by my tears, pressed me to his heart and told me, "My daughter, you are my goad, my love is cornered by your violences. If you knew how much I suffer and seeing you suffer because of me. But it is justice that wants to pour itself out, and your very violences force me to hide. Things will rage more. Therefore, patience. Besides, know that the reparations done for others have done great good to you, because in repairing for others, you intended to do what I did, and I repaired for all, and also for you. I ask forgiveness for all, I grieved for the offenses of all, and I also ask forgiveness for you, and for you also I grieved. Therefore, as you do what I did, you also take the reparations, the forgiveness and the sorrow I had for you. So, what could do more good to you, my reparations, my forgiveness, my sorrow, or yours? And then, I never let myself be surpassed in love. When I see that, for love of me, the soul is all intent on repairing me, loving me, apologizing to me and asking forgiveness for sinners, to give her tit for tat I ask forgiveness for her in a special way, I repair in love for her, and I keep embellishing her soul with my love, with my reparations and forgiveness. Therefore, continue to repair, and do not raise conflicts between you and me.